I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. In addition to people and political parties seeking your support on Tuesday, November 5th, there's a constitutional amendment on the Minnesota election ballot that this outdoor scribe considers nonpartisan. If it passes, Amendment 1 would extend dedication of 40% of state lottery proceeds to the Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund for another 25 years. More details when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Minnesotans established the Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund in 1998 when 77% of voters supported a constitutional amendment dedicating state lottery proceeds to the fund. We renewed it in 1998 with 74% of the vote. Now it's time for state citizens in 2024 to pay it forward again. Since state citizens established the fund 36 years ago, it has spent more than $1 billion on 1,600 environmental and conservation projects. It's financed research for probably every species of managed wildlife in the state, from prairie chickens to white-tailed deer. It's also helped fund aquatic invasive species research, chronic wasting disease studies and monitoring, acquisition of wildlife habitat, and protecting pollinators, among other efforts. So vote yes on Amendment 1 on November 5th. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.